Throwing down some funk there, Isaac Hayes and the theme from Shaft. It is KMRS, 1230 AM, 107.7 FM. It's Murphy in the Morning. Time now for our community connection. Today we have got members of the Pomme de Terre Garden Club, Kathy Barr and Mary Holm. Pleasure to see you guys again. So tell our listening audience about the event that you have coming up. Why don't you?
Good morning. This Saturday on May 17th from 9 to 11 a.m. at the Morse American Legion, we will be having our annual spring plant sale. This will include perennials, annuals, Minnesota hardy mums, some potted dahlia plants, house plants, succulents, miscellaneous garden items such as tools and pots and things that people just no longer use and just want to donate for someone else to reuse. And we really don't ever know what we're all getting until the day of setup, which is the day before.
And I know that there'll be some unusual things because I've gotten some things that might be a little off the beaten path. I'm planning to bring some multiplier onions. And these are onions that we've had for years and years and years. And I got from a man who grew them for years and years and years. And you plant one and then they kind of multiply. And so you can dig them out, and they're smaller, but boy, they're mighty. They've got a pretty good kick to them, and then you can just reuse them from year to year. And so if anybody wants to try those, that we'll have some of those there. And then I got some of my blue potatoes ready to take also, and there's something kind of different for people that want to try, but they're really tasty, and I'm hoping people will want to try them for something different. And then, you know, I've got a pile of garden magazines, and so I even got some of those ready to bring to the sale.
Our funds that we get from the plant sale, we have two sales a year, but our funds are used for many different things in the community, such as purchasing the flowers for the post office, which we'll be planting soon here. We purchase horticulture-related books for the library. We donated money for trees at the baseball field a couple years ago. We also donated money for a park bench. We purchase plants for the Otter Tail parking lot areas, and one of our members oversees this kind of on her own, and she does a really great job. We support the horticulture gardens out at the Rock. We try to support and provide activities for children. A few years ago, we gave the library gazebo a new landscape with a new look for the landscape, so that's been really nice to see. We also give money to other causes as we see fit. And then last summer, we started having a booth at the farmer's market here in Morris, and we sold perennials and potted dahlias and some other miscellaneous things. And then in the late summer and fall, we sold some fresh cut flower arrangements, which were a big hit. So it's really great to have a presence and awareness in the community. And we really do appreciate everybody's support in all of our projects.
So you guys have a big sale in the spring and fall, correct?
Correct.
All right. Well, how does one become a Garden Club member, and what are the benefits to joining your group?
It's very, very easy to become a member, and we have such great lessons each month at our meetings. And so we have found over especially the last couple of years, that there will be people that will come to sit in on the lessons, and they've enjoyed them so much that they've ended up becoming Garden Club members. And even when we've had a booth at the Spring Expo, people will come over and they'll ask, and then we've been growing, and it's just wonderful that people have been joining the Garden Club. And
growing much like a plant.
That's exactly right. And we sure appreciate it.